Maybe we could also talk a little bit about the TK inhibitors and sort of how that figures into the mix as it relates to metastatic disease.
So here we have these small molecules like erlotinib, Tarceva, and gefitinib, Iressa, where we see that in non-smokers there seems to be the greatest advantage. Lots of studies have shown that now. And that non-smokers are much more likely to have these very interestingly identified mutations. And these mutations have been kind of reported for this gene on chromosome 7 between exons 18 and 24. And then we heard great people, good, hardworking people from a lot of different institutions saying, well, the mutation is key, and that predicts who's going to respond. And we found other good people from equally good institutions saying, no, it's not. And we had arguments about whether the number of gene copies was important. We had arguments whether the immunohistochemistry staining would predict. And we didn't have true agreement. Dr. Yanni from Boston presented sort of an overview. How come we're getting these disagreements? And I thought he made a lot of good points that others have raised as well. First of all mutations may not be the same. So a lot of people are concentrating on the mutations at exon 19 and 21 in particular, and even more specific mutations there. So maybe that's it. All labs may not be the same. We've run into that trouble with looking at HER2. We've run into that trouble looking at estrogen receptors in the past. So that may be part of it. All drugs may not be the same, even though they're working at the tyrosine kinase inhibitors. All tumor samples may not be the same. And other considerations where the mutation may only be part of the story.